This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything been going?
Spring training.
Yes, spring training. You know, it's in the air for sure. I saw some of those flowers and tulips and everything starting to peek through with 60 degrees this last week. Now, that sounds like spring.
I don't know what is going on. It's like ice storm one day. Next day, it's 57.
Yeah, we went from, I think, 24 one night or 23 to 57. So, but hopefully, it's here. Yeah, and spring is here, and I can tell you on the real estate side of things, it is more than here. So we get a couple nice days like we've had this week, and our phone is just really ringing off the hook. So it's been a great, great week and very, very busy, and I think it'll be that way for a little while now, and I know we're going to be busy working this weekend. One of the things that I wanted to note is, first, we always kind of like to start off with our national crazy celebrity real estate story, but we actually don't have to leave the state this time, Tom.
Well, good.
So we have, if you've heard of, we have a Mr. Ryan Lewis and Macklemore, the Ryan Lewis of that production, and he has gone ahead and decided to keep some of his success. He is a Washington State native out of Spokane and a University of Washington grad, and so what's he done to celebrate that Grammy Award for Best Rap Album of the Year? He's bought a house.
let me guess. It's a big one.
It's a big one. And it's, it is in Seattle. It is a waterfront home in what's known as the Magnolia section of Seattle. That's kind of the westernmost peninsula. Huge bluffs, waterfront beaches. And he did not skimp on this one. So it was a 3.3, according to Zillow.com, a $3.3 million purchase. And it is a very, very kind of traditional type mansion, vaulted ceilings. You really wouldn't expect that. You would have thought, oh, he bought one of those new modern constructions. Gorgeous, gorgeous house, and 150 feet of private waterfront access with 7,000 square feet house. And probably with that much waterfront access, I'm assuming the next purchase is a big boat.
A big boat. No, I really like those guys. Macklemore, that band is awesome, and their story behind them is inspiring.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're going to hunker down, and they need to start producing, it said, their second album, and so they're going to kind of hunker down and come up with something hopefully as great as the first.
I'm hoping. That would be great. Second album.
So kind of nice to see those Washington State successes and keeping that money here locally.
Let me add that Macklemore is a big-time Seahawks fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Despite the picture that was circulating on the web of him wearing Vikings gear.
I don't believe it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do.
So one of the things we're talking about is February was a huge month for us. In fact, it was our best February ever. And the only way that I can really make that happen and post the type of numbers that we can is really operating in our team environment. I just have an amazing team beside me. Since we've opened up our independent brokerage company to help really facilitate the operation of that team and make it even more efficient, one of the reasons I came up with today's show and wanted to talk a little bit about that structure and the trends that I've seen happen in the real estate industry is a great testimonial that we recently got from some clients that we closed their house. I'm going to read the testimonial word for word, and don't worry, there were some things in there I did not understand the first time myself. So, Kenmore team, thank you. Because of your spot-on market assessment, attractive pricing, aggressive and stylish presentation, and modern media capabilities, you identified a willing buyer in 7 days and a full cash offer and closed completely 3 weeks later. It was an incredible achievement for my wife, Judy, and I, and we're truly appreciative and grateful of it. For anyone considering a real estate transaction in the region, we cannot more highly recommend the Kenmore team. What sets them apart is their business model. Lance has obtained talented professionals in specific disciplines, each bringing exceptional skill sets. Pricing, home presentation and marketing, multimedia, buyer-seller liaison,
and communication, professional craft and tradesman assistance, and closing expertise. Instead of relying on a well-intended agent to provide all of these time-consuming services, the Kenmore team load shares, providing you with an energetic, skilled professional for each, a very efficient and effective way to do business. Now, obviously, that's written by somebody that understands engineering processes probably better than me, because I did have to look up a couple of those words. And you know, we do certain things for reasons.
Man, that's such a great review. Did you pay to get this review?
No, I just sold the house. I just sold the house in 7 days.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's what we look for. But it really, you know, it really kind of hit home to what are we trying to accomplish and what have the trends been. So one of the things that we're constantly doing is Karen and I, my wife and I, we travel across the country and we visit other real estate offices. We go to California and we job shadow with agents there. We'll spend 2 days just following that agent around. You know, we'll go to New York and we'll go to a real estate office there. And so in doing this, in Arizona, and we'll go to Arizona and Denver. In doing this, we've really been exposed to the top performing teams in the industry. And we noticed, and I say team, is we noticed about 6 or 7 years ago, as the industry got more technologically advanced, different aspects of that started to happen, that we were going to have to convert to this model if we really wanted to have long-term success in the business and provide a higher level of customer service than we could before. So really, I can't take full credit for it because we're stealing all of these ideas from the top real estate teams in the rest of the country. And we're not stealing. They're really good friends. They open up their offices to us, and we do the same thing for agents that come here and job shadow us. But we always get a little piece of information from each one that we can implement. So one of the things with doing that was really converting to that team brokerage style and bringing that here to the Tri-Cities. And what happens is in the business, and you can see what happens on any given day, is you get a buyer. You go out with a buyer. You spend 3 days out with the buyer. You get two or three buyers under contract, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I've got to now make sure this transaction closes. So then you'll spend you know, a week or 2 weeks making sure everything gets to escrow. How did the inspections go? Worrying about the inspections. Well, one of the things is we kept finding ourselves saying, as I would say things like, you know what, I just need to be here in the office for 2 days straight, not call any prospects back about, you know, houses that they might have called back, and actually just get these three deals done. Well, what happens is that is in real estate what creates the traditional, they call peaks and valleys of the business, mm-hmm. where you get a bunch of business and then you work about transacting a bunch of business. And then once all of those are closed, you look around and then there's no business around anymore. So you go get a bunch more business. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that really affects the mindset of the agents doing that and their ability also to consistently have a flow of business and marketing. So we said, how are the best agents doing this? And we went and as we looked at their offices and said, you know what they're doing is they're, how about they go get a bunch of business and then always keep a bunch of business and kind of take those peaks and valleys out, become much more stable in their environment with what they're doing. And then we've noticed that more business generates more business. You know, you see companies, it's not an equal growth one for one. You know, you see companies that have, you know, three or four service trucks, and then all of a sudden you notice they have eight. You know, there's steps in between that really, where that curve really goes up quickly. So we said, okay, what is it going to take? And it took us a couple of years to put this team together. And why would we do that? Well, number one is we want to take those peaks and valleys out. And number two is we realized that the best exposure for some of those listings is having more signs in the area. Because the chance of the house, one house you call on being the perfect house for you is pretty slim. A lot of times, you know, people have to come in and see this. But what it does is if we have 40 signs up instead of three, is answering all of those leads, taking care of all of those buyers, that generates more buyers in our buyers pool that can then sell more of our listings. So kind of like I talked about is we're doubling and tripling up, and so that we constantly have more buyers that we're willing to expose more houses to. Plus we have the budget to necessarily get the house to all of the places that it needs to be. So that was our thing, is we're always trying to get
get the maximum amount of exposure, and how we do that, our team functions like this. Is number one is we always have a licensed admin in the office. So when I'm out meeting with clients or looking at properties to price, we have somebody in the office that's licensed that can be helping make sure somebody like Tom, Tom's office is going to call, and they're going to say, hey, Lance, I need you to sign this paperwork, and I need a copy of that inspection, and I need the receipts for the repairs. Well, many times I'm out on a, you know, two or three appointments back-to-back looking and pricing property. That stuff, if I didn't have somebody in the office doing that, might not happen until the end of the day, and then that's going to delay you one more day.
Mm-hmm.
So in today's world of, you know, we need this stuff now because we're going to have a 30-day close. If we miss two or three days like that, it can really be a big issue.
No, it absolutely does. And, you know, your team does a great job at just keeping everything organized. You're extremely efficient. You know, Chris in your office is awesome. She's amazing. She's there every time we need something. And you said 30-day closing, but I think we've been finishing them up, what, 10 days?
Yes.
2 weeks lately?
We have been screaming them through right now. And it does. It makes that spring flow go better. And I think part of the reason we did have our best February ever, because we wrote some contracts to the beginning of February, and you ended up closing them before the end of the month.
That was great.
So anytime we can do that, that's really, really helpful. So that gives you a little bit of background on how we're functioning on the front side of the team. There's three more key positions in the brokerage I want to talk about when we come back. We're also going to hear from Tom about his team, and I've got an amazing pick three from some of that new spring property that's coming on the market right now.
We'll be right back on Newstalk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about how the Kenmore Team Brokerage is set up, how we're functioning as a team, and then talking about some business efficiencies that creates to ultimately our goal is to provide a higher level of service. And one of the great things about us is we work with amazing service providers that help make that transaction better and also have an incredible team behind them. So I'm going to turn it over to Tom a little bit here from Sterling on the money side. And I tell you what, we have... I just can't say enough what a big portion of the transaction that Tom and his team become, because unless it's a cash deal and that money's in the bank, we're probably not going to be successful unless Tom is successful on his end. So talk to us a little bit about what's going on over there with you at Sterling.
You know, I like to say I'm a one-man show, but that is definitely not the case, Lance. Our team has a lot of different roles and functions and people in the moving parts to make us as efficient as we are. But I wanted to go over and talk about how our team is comprised and go over all the rules that each of us plays to make sure that every transaction goes as smooth as possible. A lot of smaller mortgage companies just aren't able to be as efficient as Sterling because they don't have the resources for adequate staffing. We certainly have a great system in place to make sure that we are as efficient as we could possibly be. You know, I noticed as you were talking about how everyone has different roles, and I couldn't help but pair the similarities between the different functions that everyone in my office functions in. So a lot of similarities there. But the first step in every loan transaction is me. It's going to be the mortgage loan officer. When a client calls to inquire about a home loan, I'll take the loan application and we'll start working on getting them pre-approved. And I'll always have the client come by the office whenever possible to go through all their options in person. There's a lot of different loan programs available to people, and it's always easiest to explain everything face-to-face. It's my job to make sure I'm putting the client in the best loan program to fit their specific situation. And the face-to-face experience is what makes working with a local company so much more important than, say, going with an online company in Vermont.
Absolutely. We've seen that a lot.
So not only do I tell people what is their best option, but I think it's really important to tell them why it's their best option. You know, it's really unfortunate, but I see a lot of people shopping around with other lenders, and they're getting put into a loan that they have no business going with. I can't stress enough the importance of going with a loan officer who has a lot of experience and a great deal of knowledge in home financing. Going to an inexperienced loan officer who maybe isn't aware of all the different loan programs available or different ways to structure the loan could could cost the client greatly if they're put into a loan that maybe is easy to process versus what makes most sense for their financial situation. And I literally, on the way to the radio station this morning, I just got an email from a client who I was talking to a few months back. I told them all the rules pertaining to their specific situation. And then they spoke to another one of our competing lenders, and that competing lender told them more favorable news or guidelines. So the client ended up going with them. However, it's about a month into the transaction. He's already paid $500 for an appraisal, gone through underwriting, only to find out that what I told him 2 months ago was exactly true. So guess what he's doing now?
He needs you to redo the whole loan in 3 days.
We're starting over from scratch.
But that's tough. And I always like that scenario that you deliver, and that is truly going over the whole situation and, really, instead of over-promising and under-delivering, really truly looking at an accurate representation of what's going on.
You know, and the news that I give is not always exactly what the client wants to hear, but it's the right news, and I'll certainly never give an answer on something or provide guidance unless I'm 100% clear on what I'm saying. And a lot of times it just takes digging a little bit deeper or going to refresh my memory on guidelines, or if a red flag comes up, just making sure that nothing's changed, because the market and the rules and guidelines are always changing. And the last thing you want to do is tell someone and then have to go back on your word a month later. So, however, once a client is under contract on a home and we start moving the loan forward, I give that loan package to a gal in my office who does all of our order outs. That's her sole job. She sets up title and escrow. She'll order the appraisal. She'll request tax transcripts from IRS and any other loan-specific requirements. And once she has that process completed, the loan is then assigned to one of my in-house processors. And I stress in-house because we don't ship our files out to a third-party company and have a process there. This really is important because I work hand-in-hand, my assistant works hand-in-hand with our processors, and that communication is vital just to make sure all transactions go smooth. But the processor's job is just to get the file ready for underwriting. They'll review all the documentation that I got from the client application, and they may come up with additional stuff that I missed that they think the underwriter will need. If there's any documents they need, either my assistant or I gets in touch with the clients because we want to be the face of the business and the go-to contacts for the client. You know, the client established that relationship with me. I certainly am not going to pass them off to someone in my office who they haven't met before. So I'll always act as the in-between there. But the processor's overall job is just to make the loan go as smooth as possible behind the scenes. And once that processor is done on their end, the file sent to one of Sterling's underwriters. Again, all of our underwriters are Sterling employees. We don't farm them out to different companies. And unlike a lot of banks, that's what they have to do. They just, again, don't have the resources to staff. But it's really important because we build these relationships with these people, and it allows us to communicate effectively. A lot of times, you know, Lance's office will call and say, "Hey, I got this scenario. What can we do?" And I may not know the answer right away, but it's always a phone call away to one of my underwriters to get the answer. So that communication is vital. But the underwriter will review that file once again, make sure all the documentation requirements have been met, and once they've satisfied all their conditions, they clear the file for closing. So our processors will then draw the loan documents up and then send them to the escrow company. At that time, the client meets with the escrow officer to sign their final paperwork. And then after signing, it comes back to us for yet another person who's involved in the transaction, and that's what we just call a funder. A funder works for Sterling. They review the loan package, make sure all the signatures are in the right spots on all the legal documents, and once that is met, then they'll literally fund the loan, and the wire and the loan money is sent to the escrow company to go pay off the seller and the seller's bank. So there's a lot of different parts in a transaction. After explaining all this, it might sound complicated, but it's set up in a way that each person has a specific role in each transaction.
Right.
And you can almost look at a loan transaction as an assembly line. Each person is required to be a specialist in their respective functions. And this creates really the most positive experience for the client because we'll just be able to be more efficient. You know, I take a lot of pride when a client or a real estate agent says, "You know, that was the smoothest transaction I've ever seen. You know, I really just don't think loans have to be tough." And this may be cliche with how I want to end here, but I've heard a saying in the past that if you try to be everything for everyone, you end up being nothing for no one.
Right. No, I couldn't agree with that more.
And yeah, I've got to write that down. No?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A good one.
Exactly.
Right?
That is really a good one. And one of the things, too, I love about working with you, Tom, too, is is you did something for us in this last week that was a big favor for us and really helped, and you just had no ego involved with it at all. Is we had had a seller, and we were following up with another lender, and there had been a couple delays, and it was through no fault of the other lender, but our seller just wasn't sure because they don't see all of that. And so they said, is there anything else we can do before we proceed or grant an extension to this time? And we said, you know, well, if you're concerned about it, we could have a different lender review what's happened and then give you an opinion on that. And Tom, you did that for us. You didn't make a dime off of it, and it took, you know, a couple hours of your time. And Tom sent us back a report and looked at it, and at the end he goes, you know what? That other lender in town did a fantastic job, and he did a great job, and here's all the criteria he was dealing with, and I would have done it exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And so just for you to not have any ego about that, you weren't out to try to take that client or steal it from anybody. You were just really doing us a favor, and I love seeing that, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. That transaction actually closed this last week, so that was nice to get them into their home.
So, yeah, thank you so much for that help with that, and I really appreciate that. One of the things I'm going to do, because it's just that time of year, and the properties are so fantastic, is I'm going to do a pick three right now before I finish up our team, and that is three brand new listings that we have, and it's the spring market. More inventory is coming on, and there's some fantastic properties. This is a property that I just picked up. You do not see these come up very often, and this is almost a 9-acre property, and this is north of Pasco on Birch Road. It's 3011 Birch Road. This is a house that was built in 93. It's a Rambler, almost 2,400 square foot Rambler. It's got a beautiful view. Birch sits up there just high enough where you kind of overlook the valley of the Tri-Cities and the night lights, but you're just out there super, super private. This has well-established, planted, almost 6 acres of mature English walnut trees. Ooh. So you've got kind of an income-producing property there and ability to do a lot of things with those walnut trees. You've got RV parking with power, with dump. You've got a hot tub on an amazing deck, and then you've got the big shop to go with it. So this is one of those acreage properties, gentleman farms type of property that you don't see, and super well maintained. I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous. We did put up of this property. We did a great aerial video tour, drone style tour of the whole property. If you go to our Facebook page or our website, KenMoreTeam.com or KenMoreTeam Facebook page, you can see the video tour and really get a look at this entire property. And so that is a fantastic property, and that is priced at $475,000. So for everything you're getting out there, and a lot of that could be offset with some really creative income producing ideas, that is a fantastic property north of Pasco. People ask us about those properties all the time, and we don't expect to have those very long. Pick number two is we have a brand new construction, and this is located at 2883 Carley Drive. This is a brand new construction Rambler with a bonus room over the garage, 3-car garage, 2,600 square foot home, stucco, absolutely just beautiful. And this is up there just above Rancho Riata in the news section, 1/2-acre lot. And this is coming in at $315,000. So for what you're getting there, super high-end, beautiful cabinets, beautiful views, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, everything that you'd be expecting in that new construction price point, and on 1/2 acre. So fantastic, fantastic deal. And pick number three that I've got, this is also a brand new listing, and this is in a super highly coveted neighborhood. This is in South Richland, Sagewood Meadows. So this is just right around the corner from the New Yokes. You've got a new city park there. You've got schools. You've got shopping. The location of this house, it's at 1632 Darby Place. It's a 2,200 square foot Rambler. Four bedroom, three bath. What I love about this house is the extra bedroom and the extra full bath has a pocket door that shuts it off from the rest of the whole living room, in effect making it like a mother-in-law suite. And so to find that in this square footage range and this price point, it's coming in at $269.9. To find all of that in South Richland, in that price point, on one level, well, you're not going to find it. That's the point.
That'll go quick.
And so it is just a very, very well done, updated home. Originally built in 99, they already went through, redid the countertops, put granite in the kitchen. The house feels like it is almost brand new. So fantastic, fantastic property. We are constantly getting new inventory right now that is just huge. So in our team environment, you might ask yourself, well, what if I do want to go look at that house, and what if I do want to go look at nine others? What would be the best way to do that? How could I get somebody focused on helping me purchase a house? Well, with our team setup, one of the best ways to do that is we're going to talk about your personality and what you're looking for, and then we're going to assign you to a buyer specialist. Somebody that is only, we talked about all the things that have to be done in a transaction and lining up inspections and paperwork, but with our buyer specialists, all they're concerned about doing is what they love the best, knowing the areas very well, showing property, and helping you find that perfect house. So they can be dedicated to that and not worrying about all of the transactional details, which we have another licensed agent for, and they can really help you narrow down your search and find exactly what you're looking for. So that's the next key to kind of our brokerage model there, is putting somebody with a buyer specialist that can help identify that property. And what's the beautiful thing about that is you can see more properties daily. They actually preview properties because they're not tied up with all of those other details and just totally jammed at the office all day. So when they're not with an actual buyer, they're previewing properties for their other buyers while they're at work and doing exactly what they love, and that is seeing as many properties as they possibly can, knowing what's on the market, and then when they identify that deal that's just perfect for one of their buyers, they're very quick to get that set up. So one of the things we're trying to do is, like we always say, is really put yourself in the most powerful situation you possibly can. And then on top of that, luckily I married correctly. I married up. And so Karen is a huge part of our team. You don't always see her in our advertising and stuff because she's what holds all of it together. So we have somebody really managing the office, making sure all those bills get paid when they're supposed to get paid, making sure those websites are updated correctly, new contracts are signed, crossing T's, dotting I's, and making sure all of that stays in place so that, quite honestly, I can do stuff like this. I can be here working on our radio shows, preparing those topics for that, helping sellers price their houses, making those connections with our buyer agents, and doing the maximum amount of transactions we can by providing a high level of service. That's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're about at the new brokerage, and like I said, we just came off our best February ever. Great partnerships with people like Tom over at Sterling, and I just couldn't be more excited right now. I mean, I'm literally going to jet out of here, and we're going to work because there is a lot to do today, Saturday or not. It's the spring market, and so that is really what we're doing right now and taking advantage of this. And so, Tom, thanks for the information about your team. I learned about a couple things. I mean, as well as I know your process, there's still some things you said today that surprised me, and it's great to hear about how you guys function over there.
Yeah, thanks for having me. If anyone has any questions on home financing, you want to know what you can qualify for, maybe look at getting pre-approved, give me a call at the office, 783-7300, or you can visit me on my website, open 24 hours a day, TomCoynHomeLoans.com.
Excellent. If you missed any of that, always go to KenMoreTeam.com. We'll get you pointed in the right direction. And as always, we'll be right back here next week,
right here on News Talk 870.